And on to item 13, my other favorite, miscellaneous staff reports. Christina.
So just a couple. We did contract with Aon for strategic planning services that we're starting now. That was for a total of $35,000. So we will start with surveying some of the external stakeholders, including members and employers. And then once we get that information, they will be talking to board members and management, and then working on a strategic plan for the next 5 years. We are also adding some monitors in the lobby to be able to communicate with members as they're waiting to be served by our staff. So they will provide reminders. As we know in the past, sometimes we haven't gotten information from members, and we've been trying to do it through newsletters. So we're going to try and use the lobby as also a way to get that message to them. You know, make sure that your beneficiary is updated, turn in any legal documents or divorce documents that you have, things like that, to try and give them something to read and think about while they're sitting there. And then we have also kicked off sign-ups for the Sagitech training. So staff have been signing up for those in September. We will start a 3-week training program on the new system. Jasmine's done a really great job in setting that up. And I'd say in the office for a lot of us, it reminds us of the good old days when you had to sign up for college classes and everybody was lining up to do that. So a lot of staff have been doing that. And that's all that we have to report.
Excellent. Thank you. Any further staff reports, Jim, Karen? Colin? Doesn't want to wade into that water today? All right. Outside professionals reports. You can come back up if you want, Danny. Excellent. Okay. Trustee comments. Everybody tapped out? No?
Yeah, no, I'll try to make this brief. I know people want to get out, but I attended the NCPERS public pension funding forum in Boston. So a couple of quick issues. One is demographic changes that our population is aging, as we all know. And there's a change in the labor force with respect to baby boomers, 90% of which is predicted to be retired by 2030. And we have a problem with respect to birth rates being in decline and not matching replacements with respect to population or labor force. So immigration has to be carefully considered because it significantly helps in dealing with that situation. Currently, we're about 19% of our population is retired, and in 2050, that will climb to 23%. So, maturing overall going forward, and potential impacts to pension systems. There were some AI cybersecurity issues and so forth. So I have a reference for you, Christina, for someone to talk to about that.
I think Dennis had a question for you. Did you?
Yeah, I just have a question. Percentage of population retired, is it just by age or those that stopped working? So if you're 80 and still working, is it considered retired or not?
Well, so actually, one comment about AI and one of the hopes for it is that with its improvements in productivity, it can also change the nature of work so that it's possible that AI can help extend working years in enhancing productivity and reduce work strain. So that could contribute to individuals wanting to work longer and delaying retirement. So that's a potential offset. But the baby boomer generation is a big group, and that's going to be a big impact going forward. Gen X is a smaller group, so and the subsequent generations haven't quite, you know, been as large. We're more of a pillar-shaped demographic than the pyramid-shaped that we used to have. So, anything, something to be mindful of going forward.
Are they predicting a Japan-like stagnation in terms of...
Yeah, we're not... China is, I think, is more of risk of that than the U.S., especially
well,
with
I,
one child.
I meant more but, of the population becoming more of a... Rather than, like well, you said, killer as a...
So if we didn't have immigration to help shore up the younger generations or population, then... It would be much more Japan-like, yeah, at this time. So.
Sure, Social Security needs to be...
Huh?
Social Security needs to be...
Well...
As well.
Yes, right? I mean, yeah. Ideally, you have a pyramid, so you have a large younger population helping to support the older. And then economic outlook, there was a presenter by the name of David Altig, who was one of the Federal Reserve members from Atlanta. So his predictions on the economy is that we're seeing some supply chain normalization. And that has actually helped to provide a little bit of a disinflation tail that's been offsetting the inflation struggle we've had. Population growth will be bolstered by immigration if that continues to happen. That we're making progress on inflation and that labor is now more balanced. He sees GDP growth as being solid, and he's optimistic on inflation and that we're in a much better spot today than we were a year ago. He said we're headed for the 2%, but there's still some uncertainty as to whether or not that will stick. So we may get back down to 2% and then bump up in inflation again, but it's not clear. Said labor is softening somewhat. Wage growth is modest relative to what the pre-pandemic trend was. So what we're seeing in wage growth now, he's not surprised about and actually thinks it's under the mark of what we would expect if the pandemic didn't happen. But with the pandemic, he believes that 30% of work days will remain remote work. And he does not see a recession coming. But we'll see. okay, that's it.
Excellent. Thank you. Very thorough report. Anybody else? Seeing or hearing?
You know, I will just add, I'm just going to add, because David gave this dire population example, I just had my 12th grandchild born last month, and so I'm doing my part to create the workforce with my six children, their six spouses. We're doing really well promoting getting people ready to work. So there you go.
there are segments of our population that are much better at bolstering. Yeah. Population growth than others, and I appreciate the work that you've done, Candace.
It seems unfair to leave it all to Candace's family.
Yeah, Jack, we're taking it on. We're all publicly service minded. There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. Jack, well, when one of them's 11, so we're getting close. We're getting close.
So congratulations.
All right. Yes, and on that happy note, Candace and all, we stand adjourned.